Are we doing our drop right now? Oh, sorry, I didn't even know. Welcome, After Buzzers, to another fantastic after show. We are about to recap everything that happened in Atlanta Housewives because guess what, lovers? We're back! Let's get into it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey. Hey. Who has broads in Atlanta? You have a few? I mean, who doesn't have broads in Atlanta? I mean, I'm not from Atlanta, but I am your favorite host from California. I'm English Cleveland, and I'm joined by a new fantastic panel. We are here, we are back, and we are alive and well. So welcome. Please introduce yourself.
Hey guys, I'm Jesse Zahner. You can find me online at Athletic. That's A-T-H-L-E-T-C-H-I-C.
Hi guys, I'm Mariah Scott. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter at Mo Classified, M-O Classified.
All right.
What's up everybody? It's your boy Jay Hart. You can find me on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff at It's Me Jay Hart. So hit me up.
So let's get into this episode. Yes. Panda. Hey, I know it's coming up. Hey, you know not to turn it off. I feel like we need to get like crunk up in here.
Wait, what's an Atlanta dance? Is it like the chicken here?
Yes. Oh, look, crunk.
Yeah, do it.
Hey. All right, let's get into this episode. Yes. Okay, who do we want to recap first? Let's talk about Candy, please.
Yes.
Like, Let's talk about Candy.
Yeah.
Please tell me or give me an understanding as to why her son is sitting on a toilet
at 5 months old.
5 months old. Right? Please tell me why. What is going on?
She made a good point eventually. She said she soon has to teach her son how to potty train. So why not, you know, start him off early?
Yeah.
It was a big boy toilet, though. You know, you start off with the little plastic.
Yeah, right.
That's true. They had the real toilet with just like a seat in it, you know.
Like, he doesn't even have abs. Like, he's having to use ab muscles. Like, to sit on a toilet and strain. Like, kids shouldn't. He's gonna, like, be one of those kids at, like, five that has, like, a six pack and, like buff arms and, like,
she's
super smart glasses at, like, one.
And
just
she
to
had
make
him
sure.
pooping and peeing. So it's like, how do you know he was ready to poop? You know, right now when he just woke up, you know, it was like
she's training him.
So what's the correct age? Like, what's the age to start potty training?
Like two?
Between like 1.5 and 2, I feel
I was gonna say 11 months at the earliest.
And
he's a boy and boys are a little bit later. I saw him, I was like, wait, I looked at Mo, I was like, how old is he? Because I mean, he looks little, but I've never seen anybody potty train that early. But maybe our fans can tell us if they've potty trained their kids at 5 months old.
I know everybody is going in about the that we're not all back together, but life is good over
guys,
here.
Guys, we're huge Housewives of Atlanta fans, and I want to know if your kids have been potty trained at 5 months old. Like, I've never seen this
before. We're reading a little bit of the chat, just in case you guys are wondering what we're looking at.
Exactly.
The chat is popping. Yes. What's the best part of it all is that you guys are back in the chat, so
I
thank
know.
You so
we
much for being here.
Awesome. Team to support us.
Okay, so what did you guys think about Todd? Please tell me Todd and Candy's relationship. Like, I always have like, I mean, probably because we haven't worked or did the show together, this our first show, but I always like go in on Todd. So can I have a moment for a second?
Go ahead.
Yeah,
Todd.
Do.
No, I'm just kidding. No, Todd, I feel like I feel like she like puts
half-ass.
He always does. And she puts, like, tries to give him, like, all this credit, and then he never does anything. So it's just like, then why are you with Todd? Like, why would you be with someone that's giving you, like, 30% and you're doing 70%?
I mean, so I'm just out of curiosity. Why do you feel that way? Because I think Todd is a great father from what I see on, you know, social media and especially in tonight's episode.
Social media.
I'm just saying. But, you know, that's what we're looking at, too, right?
In this tonight's episode, I could tell he was not a good father. Because
he's not a good father. You are not a good father, Todd.
Todd is 5 months old, and Candy was like,
I can tell you don't know what you're doing fixing the milk. 5 months, you still don't know how to fix the milk, Todd?
Yeah.
Like, we're just now airing. This is our first time seeing you fix the milk, but of course it's not Candy's first time fixing the milk, which you just don't fix the milk, period.
Right. But I just
tried to act like you did, but then you made a fool of yourself by trying to act like you've been fixing the milk because you still don't know how to fix the milk.
Well, I just think in general, the woman is always going
to
have, like,
how to fix the milk,
that upper
which means
hand.
She's been doing it.
Yeah, I feel like she knows how to, you know, do everything and knows how to change the diaper and, you know, fix the bottle. So I feel like either way it goes, he was going to probably lose that battle anyway.
Remember last season when he, like,
You feel like a mom should do all of that?
Well, I don't feel like a mom should do all of that. I'm just saying, like, because moms normally know how to take care of a child. You know, they know how to make the milk and they know how to change the diaper.
She's like,
so if a father, so if a father steps up and tries to, you know, help out, she's gonna be like, no, you're doing it wrong. You're folding clothes wrong. Just like, you know, I feel like women always nag anyway.
Oh my goodness, people, you better write in about that.
We can't do anything right. We can't do anything.
We're all like, if your child was 5 months old, you wouldn't know how to fix the milk by now.
I mean, I'm sure I would, but he probably was fixing the milk right, but it just wasn't up to Candy's standards.
Okay, so it's not about him it's about her being picky about
it.
Okay. But however, the thing is,
let me clear this up, because I'm trying to understand what you're trying to say, honey,
with
your child.
But I agree with these guys, because I used to like Todd at the beginning, but, I mean, even last season, he would, like, go away and say he has to go here and there, like, out of nowhere and just up and leave
during the ultrasound.
Yeah, Todd
is running so many shows.
Up. Yeah,
he's running so many shows. So if anything, he got to pay the bills. So he got to go out and step out and
I'm pretty sure Candy pays
conference calls and everything.
That's what word on the street is.
The word. Okay,
what is the gag?
That's all of Candy's house, and like the gag is, what bill is he paying? I'm sure she's not needing for him to pay any bills.
But I'm sure he's stepping up to contribute in some sort of way. I mean, it's hard when you're dating a woman that's making more money than you. So I feel like at least he's putting some type of effort in trying to pay.
So then he should know how to make the bottles then at that point.
That's true.
You're at home
all the time. Okay, yeah. You have time. You have time every day. So, and if you don't know, YouTube it. Look it up. Read a damn book. There's
or maybe self-help. She can break it down to him instead of nagging about, oh, this is how it should be.
Nagging?
I'm just saying.
You said that word.
I'm just saying. I did. You know, he's complaining. Come on. Like, help me out. Teach me how to do something. You know?
I feel you to a certain degree. I mean,
to a certain degree, exactly.
Yeah.
I might have taught you at 1 month old, but 5 months old.
No.
That's my main thing. 5 months in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to be knowledgeable about this baby thing by now. Everything. Right. Changing a diaper. Making a bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's a son.
And not
I don't
for
know
Instagram,
how that sounds.
And not for Instagram.
I agree with this, especially since he has other kids, too. Yeah. So I'm sure. It's been a minute, though. It's been a week because most of his kids are, you know, older. So.
And then I think that the fact that it's a son and not a daughter, like, you should especially be, I don't know if that's, you know, biased or not, but you should definitely be more involved as a father-son relationship type of thing.
Well, the chat is saying, didn't Todd get a job? We think Todd has a
job. Todd is running shows around here.
Someone said Todd takes no responsibility, so thank you, Olivia.
Candy paid for everything.
And Joseph.
And Joseph. Oh, Joseph, welcome back! Except he expects the Benjamins from Candy. Yep. This is the 8th season as a housewife. He really is a housewife. He needs to stand in there and hold the heat. Damn it. And learn how to make the damn bottles. Yes, we could totally see Todd doing that.
In the intro.
Okay, let's move on from them because, I mean, there was not much going on with Candy and Todd. We saw the baby. We saw, like, what else did we see? That was it, feel like. Yeah. Okay, so let's get into Kenya, of course, Nutty McNutterson of everything. What do you feel about Kenya?
She's so extra.
Kenya is out of control on more manner. So what did you guys think? My thing is, and I know we said this when we were watching it, but like, why would you throw a house party? And I don't even know if we want to go there at this point, but like, when the house isn't even completed.
Like
who does
please
that?
Please let us start from, okay, so where did we start with Kenya? Because there was a lot of Kenya. So her house is still not done, as we just said.
And she's living in the master bedroom.
That's what I was going to say.
It's
not only
the house. Could you live in that?
She's living there.
Like, living there.
Yeah.
And then, like, trying to make it seem like we don't see what everybody see. Like, how do you not see that your house is a disaster? It's not done. It's dirty.
Yeah.
And you
probably dangerous.
And dangerous. Yeah. Exactly. That's what I was saying. You could kill yourself any second walking into that house.
She had mirrors on the ground, pictures not up, plastic still on
she
the
poured
wall.
The concrete in her driveway like the day before the party.
Day before, yes.
It's like, why
See,
would
I thought that
after,
was hours before. I thought it was too.
Yo, it's like, the way they filmed a lot of things this episode was really weird too. We can talk about that. But the pouring the concrete, what else?
I don't know. I just think like...
Well, apparently she didn't have any air because they were complaining.
You're right.
They were complaining about being hot.
Is Sheree going through menopause or is her
house hot? That warm, yeah.
Like last season's little hair product party was hot. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, Kenya brings more fire. Right. So also, Matt, that whole scenario. So she told us that they went to Mexico.
Right.
He went through her phone. He stormed in the room. They got into like a little argument and then he smashed her glasses
and kicked down the door. But who was she texting?
Right. Like, that's what I was going to say.
I mean, it's not right, but like, I want to know who the hell was she texting.
But she might not have been texting anybody, guys. They said,
I know. It could have been like a friend. Yeah. But she didn't say, so I was like, not that it's right, but I'm just like, who the hell was she texting?
Exactly. And what would get him so... Obviously, it was something that would get him so wrapped up about.
I could tell he was kind of provoking him at the reunion.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Can we please... Okay, let's bring Matt all the way down.
Yes, please.
Tell me your sentiments on...
Okay, so based off from the reunion, when he kind of was a little hostile towards... Kim's husband.
Yes.
And he was like, she answered your question. And he was like, I'm not talking to you, man. And then he was just like, but I'm talking to you. And
what
I'm
about
like,
when he talked to Peter in
Jamaica?
In Jamaica.
Yeah. So okay. I feel like it's been a little skeptical for me.
Exactly.
Like, does Kenya even know this man?
Exactly. You know? Yeah. And he just seemed like, first of all, he's 24, however the hell he is. And
he's super young.
He's like 28 in reality.
Somebody said she was texting the one-eyed African.
The one-eyed African.
Oh, my God.
The mysterious
man.
The 1-7-1-1-0-7. That's hilarious.
Or maybe Roger Bob. Let's not bring him back.
Right.
Oh, my God.
But the balloons that he's, like... For me, King is too contrived. It's like Cynthia comes over.
Mm-hmm.
These deflated balloons are at your house. Right. Why are they deflated if you just got them? And then, like, the note is still on there if you want to read it.
Yeah.
Like,
a setup.
It's set up.
Yeah.
It's just King.
Fake acting.
Yeah, it's fake acting.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
Yeah. It was
She needs to figure out what she wants because I feel like you're leading this guy on. I'm sure he has all the qualities that you look for in a man, but. I feel like she tends to provoke every guy that she dates or make them look less, you know, less of a man or something like that.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, I just feel like, you know, just be supportive. Like, you know, stop trying to do everything to get attention or to get some type of laugh or to be the victim in a situation.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, okay. And I feel like she just always she victimizes everything that she does. And I'm like, come on, yo.
Like, she needs to go see Portia's therapist when he said to her, do you take accountability for anything that you do?
Right.
She doesn't take accountability for anything.
Nope.
Of course, it was going to be Matt's fault. I mean, yes, we know he's like 21. He's still drinking off of a bottle and learning how to poop on the toilet like Candy's son.
Because
he's young. So, I mean, it's all great and dandy, but what more do you expect out of a man? Like, he's going to go through your phone. He's going to see if there's something. And, like, be realistic.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, she's just too, like, not realistic. But did anyone catch the construction guy in her house looked exactly like Matt?
Oh,
I was like, did she hire Matt?
I thought that was
uncle?
Him, too, at first.
Oh, really?
I did. I was like, wait.
Dang it.
Are they still together? What? And then she went into the story of, like, oh, how they've been separated. So I was like, okay, that's a different person.
Yeah. So, King's house is supposed to have 5 bedrooms, right, and a theater, and 5 bathrooms, and, I mean, the parts that we saw, we can talk about the party later, but the parts that I feel like I saw were nice, like, the touches were nice,
right.
But was it all rented furniture that she got delivered?
I think so.
I barely saw furniture.
Yeah, she only had inserted rooms.
They only showed the master bedroom and they showed their beautiful kitchen. The kitchen is really nice.
I give her props on that,
but everything else I feel like was
and
blocked
even the
out.
The outside patio kind of looked nice. It had like the glass glass yeah. patio just yeah. to hold you in.
She probably only had certain parts yeah. of the house open for the public.
Literally. Yeah. When she I'm did thinking. The tour, she was like, and that's where that's supposed to be.
Right.
And up there is where that's going to be.
And then when Sheree walked in, she said, obviously, yeah. we don't go that yeah. way.
We don't right. go that way.
Okay, speaking of Sheree, let's get into the Shady McShady. I feel like between her and Kenya tonight, right. the reads
oh my gosh.
Were out of control. It Reading was. Rainbow was in full effect.
It I was. Feel like Sheree is coming this season because she officially has a peach.
Yes, she does.
So she's back yes. on. But I feel like last season she was a little low-key. Like, yeah. let me just play my part. And now that she's back on officially, yes. I feel like Sheree's coming this season.
How yeah. do you guys like Sheree?
I love Sheree.
Do you like
I'm
her?
On and off
she's
with her.
She's the original.
Yeah, she's I'm on and off yeah. with her. So, I don't
Why?
Know.
Why?
Because when she gets in fights with NeNe, I'm like, NeNe's my girl. I gotta, yeah.
NeNe's my girl as well.
I miss, I'm always missing her.
Do you guys feel a certain type of way because NeNe's not there?
I don't.
Yeah, I need NeNe back.
Did it feel like we needed NeNe?
No, it honestly did because there was enough dialogue right there. There was enough issues that was going on.
Yeah, between Sheree and NeNe.
Between, Kenya, but I think NeNe... She's fine where she at, whatever she's doing, right?
Where yeah, she I and love we her. Really didn't even have NeNe last season. Yeah.
Right. I feel like those few episodes that she came back, like, those were great
episodes. Oh, yeah, she gave
like,
us life.
Just gave, yeah, even the reunion, like, she just made it pop that
I'm
much
sure
more.
I'm sure NeNe's gonna, I mean, Me do too. You guys make think a couple NeNe more appearances. Is not gonna come back?
No, she better come back. She's gonna be back.
Well, they said she's gonna make special appearances later throughout the episodes.
Oh, okay,
because I know that was the question this season. We were wondering if NeNe was officially coming back or not. But they still might surprise us later on in the season. And she's still might be official just like Sheree was
because she's
season.
Working I mean who has yeah. time to? I mean yeah. we are about to be on this show until May
right
so doing an after show so imagine how long they do it for
exactly
like in reality like that's a long time be ready we're about to go through our winter gear spring gear and summer gear we'll be lighter skinnier
exactly
different we'll go through a whole bunch of seasons this year with them so I mean we'll miss NeNe, but she'll be
well.
But no,
I think
she's going to be back because at the reunion she said, well, he asked her, why were you gone and why did you come back? And she was like, well, I came back because I'm an original. I was the longest person here. I'm the first here. And this is my baby and I couldn't be gone that long.
Aww.
So her saying that means she's coming back.
And imagine watching it without you on it. Like, and that's your baby. Yeah. Like, imagine like watching the show and you're not on it. That's so weird.
Well, you know, she released a statement, I want to say, early on when they made the announcement about the official cast this season. And she was like, oh, yeah, Bravo never hit me up. Or whatever. So she was actually caught by surprise when she found out that she wasn't going to be one of the main peach holders.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. But then she later released another statement saying, like, oh, well, I'm going to, be featured in certain episodes.
Mm-hmm. Someone said The Real Housewives of Atlanta final season is next year. Where did you get that tease, Sky?
Yeah,
Patterson.
Sky.
Yeah, let us know.
Sky. I feel like my eyesight is getting bad, or maybe I'm just hungover because we were at Kevin's birthday party last night. Happy birthday, Kevin. Anyways, back to our regular scheduled program.
Yeah,
so, Sheree's house, let's talk about this. Her house...
looks better.
Is fan... It looks better, and it's fan-freaking-tastic, but how is she going to afford these bills every month to keep it up?
She's back on the show.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, for one more season, according to...
But that's what I'm
Patterson.
Thinking.
Sky
just like Patterson with Kenya, I'm assuming she's probably going to rent her furniture.
Somebody said the furniture was hers. I don't know who it was, but somebody said it was hers.
Oh.
I don't know if that's true, and I don't know where they got that. But.
Well, if any of you guys were there at the party, let us know.
Yeah.
Right.
So, okay, so Sheree's house, five bedroom, 7.5 bath.
It's like 10,000 square foot.
10,000 square feet.
And we're really naming it
Chateau
Sheree. Yes.
That's official.
And her daughter's name. I love
what
she did.
Townhouse.
I wrote it down. Wait, hold on.
Something like Tierra Townhouse.
Yeah.
Townhouse.
Tierra
Townhouse.
Yeah.
Or something.
That's when I was
Tierra
like, no, we're really
in her townhouse.
Yes, exactly.
Sheree will be in Chateau Sheree.
Exactly.
That is so shady. But she had his and her closets.
Mm-hmm.
Bob's not back in the picture this season.
But she's kind of talking like he could possibly be. Like, did you get that vibe from her?
You know how girls try to
place. But she did say, she said it's going to take a while for him to, you know, kind of get back to the place that he was at first.
Right.
Like, it's not easy for you to, like, come back in and try to get in my drawers. Basically, that's what she was implying.
Yeah. But last season, we saw at the end that they were, like, kind of, like, liking each other in Jamaica. Mm-hmm. But, like, she was kind of playing it off. So do you guys think, like, she's just playing, like, hard to get?
Yes, I do.
Next time we see, we look... And they'll be like his clothes in the closet and painted his colors. And like,
I don't think he's gonna move in that soon, but I do think they're pretty involved.
Okay,
because honestly, we haven't heard any stories about Sheree talking to anybody else.
No, ever.
Yeah. She's always been connected back.
She's always freaking working out. Look at her damn freaking
body. Oh my god, her arms
are killing. Yeah. She knew she was getting coming back. Yeah. She looks. She's like, I need to give these ladies what they've been asking for.
Exactly.
Yes. Because she came looking good. She came sweeping dust off of her porch.
Yeah.
She came, like, and her, like, little, like, drops, like, all the little shades that she was saying. She's like, I want the ladies to walk in, and I pick up their faces off the floor, like, did you drop this?
Yeah.
This one's for you. Like, it was so hilarious.
And then even her telling her, Cynthia, to dust off her butt. Like, ooh, get that off your butt.
Yeah.
This
house
is
horrible.
Yeah.
But just out of curiosity, I wonder why do you think it took so long for her to build that house?
It's not even the same thing.
You know, it's okay. It's a nice-sized house, but in Atlanta?
It's a huge house.
I think... Oh, you said what is the necessity of it?
No, like why did it take so long?
Yeah, why did it take 4 years?
Well,
supposedly?
That's what everybody's probably been asking. The funds. Do you guys know what's
But, like,
on
honestly, yeah. like, Sheree, I feel like can't finish anything. Because, like, She by Sheree, like...
It's not done.
Did it officially come out?
Does it still exist?
Yeah. I mean, she always talks about She by Sheree and Chateau Sheree, and it's like, when are these things going to be finalized?
I think financially she couldn't afford it.
And then going through the divorce
like she has kids, you know, like all of that like cost money, and I'm sure she was probably trying to live up with the Joneses. Remember last time we saw her before she was not on Atlanta, she was like living in like a townhouse. So don't be throwing your daughter townhouse tiara when you're actually townhouse Sheree and then now Chateau Sheree if you can afford it. So it's, you know, I don't know, like I like Sheree. I think like she's super funny and like super fun, but I think she's not realistic as far as like, I guess being honest, two people saying things that the media or like we want to hear, but at the end of the day, who cares? Like she said, it's her bills. Right. Who cares why it took so long?
And I like that about her. Yeah. Like Kenya's like rushing, like worried about what other people think. Yes. Can I have this housewarming by this time? And Sheree's just like, I'm taking my time.
And that's one thing I do respect, because I feel like Kenya, like you spent all this time and money on this house, and you're just gonna rush everything. You're gonna rush the pouring of the cement in the driveway and this and that, just to have your party for Sheree.
I want my housewarming to be like fabulous. Which is why, until it's fabulous.
And that's why I think Sheree is really going to, she's going to poop all over Kenya's housewarming.
When it's finally ready. Yeah.
Like when it's finally ready, because Sheree was really patient with it.
Yeah.
And she's been patient for the past 4 years. So I do give her that. And I hope when we do see it that
it's amazing.
This beautiful mansion, you know.
Yeah. To me, hers are not finished yet. It still looks better than Kenya's that's supposedly finished.
Because
she really
took her time with it.
Did you guys notice that when it was like going back and forth, and it was like Kenya and them showing Kenya's house and then Sheree's house, and Kenya was like, well, I don't want, she was on the phone, well, I don't want Sheree to come over here and say anything. Right. Like she's so paranoid about Sheree. Sheree is not worried about you at all.
But Sheree did come over and nitpick.
All of our fans are major Kenya fans, so I
know. Oh, geez.
I know they're probably going in. And it's not that we don't like Kenya.
Sky Patterson, I love Phaedra's house too.
Phaedra's house is cute. It is so beautiful. Did she move though, right?
No, I think she's been in since day one.
Okay. Okay, so I was watching the after show with some of my friends at the at my house, and they were going nuts about Sheree's son, Cairo.
Oh yeah.
He has really grown up.
Right. I know.
Well, hello, Cairo. Yeah. I mean, how old is he before 19.
I think he's 19, 19. Yeah. 19.
Okay, hi Cairo, you legal for me to say hello.
Yes, yes, yes.
And Kaylee, both of them are
gosh,
like so grown up.
And we've watched them. grow up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's so weird.
Makes us feel old.
Yeah.
Wow, he's definitely a handsome young man.
Yes. So speaking of Phaedra, since you guys love her house so much, let's get into Phaedra. Okay. She hasn't been up to much, it didn't seem like, beyond getting a divorce.
Right. Yeah. The divorce is actually final.
It's final. Yes. Yeah, it is final. I saw that the other day.
Me too, yeah.
Yeah, that's good for her. I mean, it was seeping out. I don't know if you guys feel my sentiments, but it was seeping out in the episode that she's super ready, willing, horny, ready to get on top of whatever.
Exactly.
It was like, she didn't seem sad at all.
Right.
Like, at all.
No filter, no holding back. Like, whoever's coming after, you better come fast.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yeah.
So, the boys, we got a chance to see her little boys.
Oh, they're growing
up. So cute. I know. And so adorable.
Yeah.
So, who went over there?
Portia.
Portia went over. And I'm really liking, enjoying their evolving friendship.
Yeah.
Like, it seems really genuine.
Do you think that Portia really is, like, a good inspiration, though, for Phaedra while she's going through this moment?
I think so,
because I think they do play off of each other well.
She went through the same thing. Okay. So I think she's able to be that, you know, friend, that support system in her life to kind of, like, guide her through the process. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure going through a divorce is super draining.
Yeah. And Portia has a wild side to her, so it just makes Phaedra step out into her wild side a little more. But I feel like Phaedra also tames Portia in a way as
well. Yeah, so? I think they both balance each other out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you like that friendship.
It's like a sisterhood.
I like the friendship. I don't know if she's, like, your ideal person to be by your side during a divorce. I mean, I understand that she went through the same thing, but... Right.
I'm sharing with
really?
You.
Yeah, I love them. I do, but like, if I had to pick who I want by my side through a divorce, it's probably not going to be. Even though I love Portia, I love Portia.
I love Portia.
I think she brings, you know, laughter and just excitement
like
to you know, Phaedra's life. Because I mean, going through a divorce, that's depressing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, that's mentally draining. So
and
having
she's
this
younger
fun.
Than her.
Yes.
That's what I was going to say. I feel like it's a big sister, little sister type of relationship.
Yeah, I think she's like the kind of girl who, when you're feeling down and depressed, you call her. She's always light and fun and happy, and she'll go out with you. Mm-hmm. But I think I'd pick more of like a Candy to like talk.
No, Candy.
I know everybody loves Candy, right?
And I feel like Candy will go with whatever.
I can make some money off of you.
Like,
no,
Taylor
Swift or
and
something.
I'll sue
you. Exactly.
Right.
Oh, no suing. No.
I feel like Candy will just go.
No, not Candy. Shit. All right. Well, then never mind.
Maybe
Sheree.
Maybe Sheree. I think Sheree will probably be a good friend as far as like giving her advice on how to like maneuver through something like that. I think she's more of the mature one, in my opinion.
Nini will be all about herself.
Nini will be all about spreading
like
your business to
the
shade room.
Yeah, maybe nobody on this season.
No.
What I want by my side.
So, Apollo, I wish we could like interview him.
I know.
Maybe we could call him.
Oh my God.
Apollo, you've been here before to AfterBuzz.
I know.
You and Phaedra. So let us know if you could see us. We know you got access to the internet. Give us a call. We want to chat with you.
Can we Skype you?
Wait, does he really have access to the internet?
Yeah. They have access
can't they
to
Skype or something?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, we should Skype
him. Remember, she Skyped him last episode or something like that, right? No,
they were on the phone.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I've heard through the grapevine. Not that I have a boo in jail or anything.
Okay.
But you can, but it's really expensive. Like, you have to pay, like, out of control, like, fees.
Well, maybe then we could just get him on the phone.
Right.
See what he thinks.
Somebody said ever since Apollo went to jail.
He's, like, in a non, like, lockdown. Remember how they moved him?
Oh,
so it's a little bit more,
so
like,
it's not like
freer.
A
hell.
Yeah.
And, like, they can hang out and, like, touch each other and, like, stuff like that. So he's more, like, in the fancy jail.
Okay.
What are they talking about?
Fancy
they
jail.
Say ever since Apollo went to jail, Phaedra's been glowing, and I'm loving it.
Yes.
She has been. Her hair's been on point. She's lost weight. Yeah. Like, she looks great. She looks happy. But then I kind of feel like, is it like a mask?
Yeah.
It could be.
Or
is she a part, was she, because my thing is, I think she was part of the scheme with Apollo.
Oh,
you think so?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, definitely.
Me too.
She knew what was going on. I don't think she was 100% a part of it.
Yes,
though.
Okay. Yeah,
I think
agree
she
with
knows
that.
Where the money's at. And don't be surprised where she asks where the cash at. Yeah. She definitely knows where the money is at. Like, I think she was a part of it. I, like,
it's too many like weird things. Like, how don't you know where your husband was at? How don't you know how your husband makes money?
Yeah, definitely, I don't know.
Well, especially because she's like a smart woman. Like, she runs all these businesses and she's a lawyer. So
and
how
Todd
do you
even
not
came
know?
For her at the reunion? Like, you know where I am. You don't know where your own husband is and he lives with you.
That was
like,
the only time I agreed with Todd.
And then she even kind of bet. She said, oh, really? Like, oh, you want to front this out on the reunion? She didn't even have a comeback. But, oh, really? So you could tell, like, I'm not going to go there because I can't go there. So let's just move on.
You know?
I think it was the whole thing. Like, Apollo, you do your thing. I mean, you know, I don't support that. But if that's how you're going to bring some type of income in this house,
I think
you do
it was
your.
That as well.
So I feel like she probably.
So what do you think where his money's at? Because he had a whole bunch of cash and he was scamming all of our friends, his credit cards.
It might be
in
her bank account. Actually,
no, she probably hid it because they came. Remember, they came looking for everything and seizing all this property. He owes like all this money, like for restitution and taxes or something.
Yeah, he was doing fake tax returns.
Yeah,
and,
and like scamming people's credit cards. Identity. Like, I mean, we've all been scammed. I mean, I've been as far as like. Card fraud.
Okay.
Yes. I feel like a lot of people have gone through that. And it's tumultuous. Like, it's the worst.
So draining.
So draining. Because
you have to prove yourself like you, because they think that you did it.
Right. Exactly.
Exactly.
Like,
because, yeah, a lot of people are doing
that. It's the worst experience.
So, Apollo, sit your little divorced self down in jail and
call us.
And call us.
But then they say that he didn't want the divorce. And she's the only one that wanted it. So it's like, why are you still stuck on Phaedra, you know? Like,
yeah,
holding on.
I know.
Right, but who would want a divorce in jail? Like, you know?
Yeah, you want somebody.
Because he wants something like,
you,
he's not going to have anything when he gets out of jail.
I know.
He's
that's what he's afraid of. Like, what is he going to go to?
Yeah, it's true. Well, hopefully he still has some of that money hidden. If that was me, if I was, like, scamming and scheming, if I could even get in that mindset, I would, like, hide it and stash it, which I think they did. Like, I honestly think Phaedra's reaping the, because she got a new car and a new house. Like, how'd you do all that? But they're, like, looking through all of your finances. Mm-hmm. And, like, I don't know. It just seemed really weird to me. But anyways, that's just another, like, one of those Kim Kardashian got robbed stories. But, so, while Portia was at, what's her name? Phaedra's house. A horse and carriage in the creepiest.
I know.
That guy was the creepiest.
I know. Would you, like, look out your door and open the door for that guy?
Never.
And I had no idea what it was. I thought, like, somebody was stalking her and, like, going to ask her on a date. And I was like, that's scary. Shut the door. Like, don't answer.
Well, a part of their lifestyles, I feel like, you know, they're
super
outrageous.
Flashy.
And
it
was Kenya being
Kenya.
Extra, you know.
I feel like she put more money into the invitations than she did into her house.
Yeah. I was going to say the same thing. Like, how much did it cost for you to send this man galloping? Like, it took him probably forever to get there. And then galloping down the street and then going to the next person's
And life. Also, did anybody wear the tiara to the party?
No, I didn't see it.
So it's like, I didn't even think about that.
I don't even know. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was probably too hot to wear
Well,
all
it's
that.
A to-be-continued, right? So I think
So maybe, yeah.
We may get to
I
see
I hate
a
how they
bit
cut
more.
That off on us like that.
I know. So let's... Who else? Oh, okay, Cynthia.
Yeah, we haven't talked about Cynthia.
So... Cynthia's Heartbreak Hotel.
Right.
Another season, another heartbreak, another damn Peter fuck up. Sorry, excuse me, but I have to say that.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about Peter?
I mean, I don't know why she's, like, so depressed at this point. I mean, I get it, but he's been such a pain in the ass for so long.
Yeah.
I would feel, like, relieved. Like, I'm so glad to get this over.
I actually think she... To me, I felt like all those emotions that she was portraying on the screen was fake. Like, when she got in the car after she had that meeting and she, like, broke down, it was like a fake breakdown. Like, where are your tears,
Cynthia? Do you think it was a fake breakdown because they've started filming this...
after the fact?
No, they started filming it, like, Love and Hip Hop and playing soundtrack music.
Right. Oh, that was weird.
I'm like, are we watching a reality show or are we watching a sitcom?
Right.
Because there's music, like, on a... On while she's crying in the car, and like it's too dramatic. Like,
Cynthia, this is the part where the music is gonna come on.
Yeah, I know. So just sit here and act like you're upset.
They never did that before.
No,
like,
but I feel like she's been
us...
pretty emotionless, period. Because even when she called him, like, oh, where is the prenup? Like, she wants to know where the prenup, and he's all emotional. Like, I haven't seen your face. I feel like Peter's really hurt about
it. Peter's not emotional at all.
No, I feel like
he's
kind of
being an asshole. He's like, go ask your mama where the prenup is. Maybe it's with the marriage license.
Peter's an asshole.
Yeah, like, he is.
Thank you.
Is definitely, he's cheating on her. He cheated on her since day one.
Yeah.
I'm just glad finally Cynthia is stepping up. Yeah, I'm glad she's releasing herself from the relationship.
Yeah.
Hopefully she will keep this going, because I feel like a lot of times Cynthia, she goes back and forth.
Yeah.
Like, she's not headstrong. She's not, you know, I feel like she's afraid to stand on her own. But I'm like, you're successful. You're beautiful.
Right.
It's somebody out there that can treat you better than how this nut is treating you, who can't even hold a business. You know, he can't even.
I know. So, like, why does she stay with this guy? And, like, how do you, like, how does he cheat on her?
Right.
Like, she's so beautiful.
Like, does she not see how she looked when they gave us her one-on-one?
Yeah.
Like, with that big Diana Ross hair.
Oh, my God. How on point was her hair, like, every part of this episode?
I was like,
I wish I had your hair.
Yes. I was mesmerized
on how
divorce looks good on you, boo. Like,
yes,
it looks good.
It does.
It's, Peter has always, like, weighed her down. And, like,
I
feel like he's always lied. It's always, like, some kind of, like, fancy fairy tale story with him. He's lost her a lot of money. They lost, like, that bar. Like, it's been more of a detriment than a blessing. Like, she's never happy. Like,
so
she's
never should begin this divorce.
I don't believe in divorce, but she just seems unhappy.
Why do you agree?
I'm not sure, because, like, I don't believe in divorce either. And then they haven't been married that long. Like, we've seen them get married. It's only been, like, 5 years. That's not a long time at all.
Yeah. Her mom and sister saw it coming.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But she said that he would stay in the relationship just for the sake of staying in a relationship. Which I feel like when you're married, like, you kind of do have to weigh out the waves of what happens. And she, like, Leon even said last season, you're used to running from relationships. You're not used to sticking with it.
Oh, my gosh, I know.
Yeah, that would be ideal. I would like that if that happened. But still, I feel like she didn't necessarily stick it out as much as she probably could have. But that's just me.
I think
she actually did.
You do?
You know, I think over the years, she really fought for her marriage. She tried to save it. I mean, she was in, like, the meat. She was embarrassed, you know, just everything that Peter, you know, did to her, you know, from hearing from her friends that, oh, Peter is out sleeping with another woman that works at, you know, at Bar One, and he's out in North Carolina, right? South Carolina?
Yeah,
he's
North Carolina.
Doing, you know, his crazy thing. And my thing is, I feel like she was embarrassed. So the fact that she really, she stuck that out and she was like, okay, I'm still going to save my marriage. I'm going to support him. I'm going to try to make this work. And Peter not meeting her halfway, it's just enough is enough.
Right.
So I feel like she pulled herself out of that relationship and out of the embarrassment. And now she's trying to, you know, stand on her own and just get away from him, basically.
Definitely.
And people get tired of hearing, like the same thing, like, okay, they FaceTime, which was super contrived.
Yeah.
I felt like, oh, I haven't seen you in
trying to reel her back in.
So why are you calling me now?
Yeah,
I don't know. I think that was like the producers kind of thing. But I just
felt, I'm with my new girlfriend.
Yeah, like, Peter, she just needs to let it go. And that prenup,
he doesn't
need
care.
To read it and see what the fine details is, because he's a scammer along with Apollo.
Oh,
all the time. Peter
Seriously.
Has the damn money, or he's... No, he doesn't have the money, because if he did, we would see something.
The prenup might benefit him more than it'll benefit Cynthia.
Yeah, maybe. She said the house is hers,
and
so that's all that she wants. Right. But she needs to get everything in detailed writing, because
that's probably all
Peter's not
get,
a good businessman.
You know?
He does not have anything else under his belt.
And it seems like their relationship at this point is business, but their business doesn't even do good. So
definitely.
What is, like, I don't know. I'm just so confused. Like, what is the purpose of even staying together?
Well, what business do they have together? Because, I mean, I know Cynthia, she has her agency, and he has this thing, his bar, you know, company or whatever. But what do they have together? Just as a union?
Well, she owned Bar One, co-owned it with him. Remember?
Okay.
Remember the previous seasons when she was like, all of my money is going into Bar One.
Gotcha,
exactly.
And when it failed, it was just like, she was so disappointed because it was just like another thing failing for them. And remember they were going to like open up like a coffee, he was going to open like a coffee shop or something. Peter was looking at a new space and like he bought a new car and was like doing all this like crazy like stuff, but it was with her money. Remember, she was like so frustrated about it.
Yeah.
So I mean, Peter didn't
took the money.
Peter didn't took all the money.
Apollo Jr.
That's what I'm saying. They're best friends, and they were hanging out too much, too often. So hopefully, Cynthia girl, you get your life together. But you look good.
She looks amazing.
Good. Okay, Portia, the ghetto Barbie. Yes,
she's the ghetto.
The ghetto Barbie. Portia. Yes, she is. She's... Portia is ghetto. I feel like she is.
Uh-huh, she is.
But it's nothing wrong with it. Like, it's great.
No, I love her.
How do you feel?
That's my girl. She's like that homegirl next door. See, I'm from Tennessee.
Yeah, okay.
So it's like I was brought up around a lot of girls just like Portia.
Yeah,
so
it's
like the homegirl. But no, she, she's like sophisticated ratchet.
Yeah,
ghetto girl.
Ratchet in a sophisticated way.
Ratchet Barbie.
Right. It's ratchet, so weird to see how far she's come from like when she was married. I was thinking about that today. When she was married and where she's at now.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a different. She's such a different person, I feel like.
And even Candy made a point to that. She was like, I'm the only one married at this point.
Yeah. You know,
like, and that I had to, like, stop and think. And I was like, oh, my gosh, that's so true.
Right.
And she was the single girl.
Right, exactly.
Writing heartbreak songs for everybody. So now it's like, well, she's probably still writing heartbreak songs because Todd ain't doing much.
Definitely.
Hopefully he's laying it down in the bed. Yeah. But according to what we've heard in the blog, they like threesomes and crazy stuff. And
oh, my God. I know.
Allegedly.
Did you guys hear about that?
I just did.
Her, like, I don't know. Her concept of thinking is weird. Like, you're potty training your 5-month baby and making out with Portia. Right. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, I heard about that just recently.
When the liquor is in your system, right. So I'm telling what you will do.
No, they said she has a sex dungeon.
Yeah.
So it's
did you read 50 Shades of Grey?
I know. I didn't read it.
Yeah. Like, it was some, like, it was like a discrepancy. Like Portia was like, "Oh yeah, like
she's a lesbian.
She's a lesbian. Right. I've hooked up with them, like
or bisexual,
or like
they
hooked up."
Yeah,
and she kept saying no, and finally now she's saying that they kiss.
Exactly. Yeah.
So
she's
we'll
trying
see.
To make it like that was the end all be all.
Okay.
Yeah. So what else? So Portia and this therapist, he was a great. He seemed like. He had, like, good questions and, like, good things. And I was just like, is this, like, why are we watching you at your therapy session?
Right. It's like... To make it seem like she's...
Doing something
her,
more, you know, to work on her anger.
But, I mean, it is good that she is there.
It
to
is.
Work on
and she
her
opened
anger.
Up. You know, she opened up. She
exactly.
you know, showed a side of her... Well, she actually have a story that we didn't know.
There you
as
go.
Far as,
that's
like,
true.
You know, her
that's
being
true.
Bullied in school. So maybe that's the reason why she reacts the way
near
she does.
Suicide.
Yeah, but
wouldn't have thought that.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Right.
That's crazy. Like,
and now it's just coming out, season 9. You know, like, she never mentioned that.
Before,
you know, so it's just like, wow, that's
because
a shocker.
Our reactions today, I mean, it stems from, you know, what we went through in, you know, growing up.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think, you know, I've always wanted to know, okay, what does she deal with? Because, you know, people thought she came from this perfect family. And, you know, just because she's trying to, like, push this legacy and, you know, I'm glad to see that she finally opened up about what she went through and what she had to deal with growing up. So now it makes sense as to why she reacts that way. So
and maybe she always felt like she had to keep that, that image, like, I came from a perfect family, so I'm perfect also.
Yeah.
When really it was like, you know, I'm not perfect even though I come from this perfect family.
Yeah. I just felt a little weirded off maybe by watching it on TV because I was like, you're not crying and there's no tears coming out.
Right.
So it's
that's
like,
how I felt about Cynthia.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I like pour out tears when I cry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But whenever people don't have tears, I feel like what's going on?
Right.
Like I don't know if I should feel like if this is real or like
but
I'm not saying her story's not real.
Yeah.
I was just like, maybe we should have recorded this in natural, like,
not
where you probably knew the questions before. Like I don't know. It just seems like, and we can get back into like the producing and like the whole contrivance, but like. Now that, like, the new editing and, like, this whole new season, I'm like, I hope the whole season's not going to be, like, super, like, duper contrived.
And now that you say that, it kind of seems like the producers were like, be transparent, Portia.
Yes.
Reveal something.
Yes.
Give us something. And it's just like, okay,
well, and
what
I think
I
you're
think
right, because I
off
think
the top of my head.
That, like, you don't want to put, after she basically beat the shit out of Kenya, I think they didn't want her to be like come back and be on the show, and now they're like, oh, it's okay because
right. Wait, see, let us not hurt. Forget she beat her friend up last season.
Right.
The end of last season, yeah.
Her assistant.
So I think they don't want to like be showing like I'm reinforcing this bad behavior, but look, she's working on it. Yeah, she's a changed person. She's working on it, and look where she's come from. She's had a hard time growing up. Yeah.
Bear with her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they want to see that part, but we love Portia. Anyway.
But the girl's always provoking her. That's the reason why she acts out the way she
does. I'm sorry. Yes, that's exactly what we're talking
about. Like, Kenya to this day is still throwing shade at her. I'm like, come on, y'all make amends.
My thing is this. If somebody got in your face with a megaphone and was screaming like this close to you, would you not get up and beat the shit out of them?
Because she was in her space. She had every right to do so. And then she kept pushing and pushing.
Again, just like Kenya does in every other relationship. I don't feel this is the right thing to do, but I can't blame her.
Yeah. And even in the Cynthia situation when Cynthia grabbed her wrist, I feel like I have to get up now because I have no other way to
Andy Cohen should have stopped that. He should have been like, you need to put the megaphone down. Yeah. Like, stop provoking this girl.
Yeah. I agree. Like, I've always said that like their relationship is they just need to not be friends.
Yes,
unfortunately,
for sure.
Like they work together, so it's like
it's like I want them to be friends though.
Who, Kenya and
Kenya and Portia?
I don't
even want to be Kenya's friend.
I guess I think that you know they.
They're
both young, beautiful women.
They are.
And I feel like they, you know, just, I feel like when women come together, just period on television, there's so much strength there.
I
feel like, I just hate seeing them bicker back and forth because I feel like the drama between them is super old.
Right.
I don't know. I feel like Kenya,
Yeah, I feel like you just could never trust her. Yeah. Even if they, became friends, like, I feel like Portia would have to, like protect a certain part of her life.
I feel like anybody with Kenya has to protect a certain part of their life because Kenya is for self always.
All the time.
The shade is for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Kenya just is in her own little bubble and she doesn't get outside of that bubble. She's not outside of her
own
little
world. Well, it seems like she's trying to build a friendship with Phaedra.
Yeah.
Who was expecting that?
Exactly. So, I mean, they poured into the party together.
Right.
Portia was uninvited.
Right.
Phaedra was. It became super awkward, but the way they showed us for this to be continued, it seems like Portia's going to get mad, but I think Portia's going to be cool.
I think she'll keep her cool.
Yeah. I think she's going to actually keep her cool.
Yeah.
And so for that to be continued.
She didn't want to go anyway.
Yes. Let's get into, we don't have predictions, but let's talk about what next episode is going to be. So we got a chance to see a lot
more than that.
More because it was to be continued. So as you guys know, so let's see what the heck was going on. So Matt showed up.
I know. I was shocked.
Phaedra brought. We saw that she brought a date. What else happened? What else happened on the to be continued on next episode?
What date? Well, they just It basically ended it with, you know, with Kenya stepping outside with Portia. So I wonder what Kenya said, I wonder if she's going to kick her out.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if she's like, okay, don't come in here with no drama. You know, you can stay. What do you guys think she's going to say?
Why are you here? I didn't invite you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm Phaedra's plus one.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to cause any drama. I'm just here to be with my friend and support my friend, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think Portia's going to say something, and then I think Kenya's going to be like, okay, and they're going to be fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Kenya will start
any
drama.
I can't believe I'm saying that about Kenya, but I am.
Right.
I think they're going to be fine.
Yeah, I think they're going to be fine, too. And we're going to be fine, and we're back!
Yay. We're so excited. Thanks for writing to us,
guys. Thank you guys so much for being so fantastically awesome. This has been a fantastic episode. I am your host, English Cleveland. You guys can always, always, always find me on Instagram, at Pink English, and then as well as on Twitter, English Speaks.
Thanks for coming back, guys. I'm Jesse Zander. You can find me online at Athletic.
Yes, and we're in for a wild season, just like the Housewives. We're pretty crazy too, but find me on Instagram and Twitter at Mo Classified.
Yes. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff at It's Me, Jay Hart.
And until next time, lovers. We'll see
y'all
later.
I got brides in Atlanta.
We have brides in Atlanta.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.